From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. July was another disappointing month for jobs. The government says the private sector created 71,000 jobs last month. And NPR's Frank Langfitt reports those numbers are not likely to get better soon.
July's modest job gains were wiped out by layoffs of temporary census workers and cutbacks in state and local government. The problem is this. A year after the recession ended, there just isn't enough consumer demand to drive job growth. And that could cost politicians this fall. Mark Vintner is senior economist with Wachovia.
Midterm elections tend to be a referendum on the incumbent party. This is certainly going to make it a tough November for the Democrats. I mean, it is the employment situation is not likely to improve meaningfully in the next 3 months.
The unemployment rate held steady last month at 9.5%. But that was largely due to the fact that more people became discouraged, stopped looking for jobs, and weren't counted. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Two tobacco companies have pleaded guilty to bribing foreign officials, and they agreed to pay the government nearly $30 million in fines and penalties. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the government's case illustrates a legal tool that's become popular with prosecutors fighting corruption.
The Justice Department and securities regulators are turning to the decades-old Foreign Corrupt Practices Act to bring cases involving overseas bribes. The federal government unveiled two new cases. The first involves Alliance One International, a tobacco seller based in North Carolina that pleaded guilty to violating the FCPA. Authorities say an Alliance One subsidiary bribed government officials in Thailand to win entry into the tobacco market there. Another alliance unit bribed officials in Kyrgyzstan's government to make it easier to buy tobacco leaves grown in the former Soviet Republic. The second case is against another tobacco leaf seller, Universal Brazil. Universal sold products to the Thai government, but paid officials kickbacks disguised as sales commissions. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Hewlett-Packard CEO Mark Hurd is resigning. The announcement follows an investigation into a sexual harassment claim against him filed by a former HP contractor. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Attorney General Jerry Brown are calling for the resumption of same-sex weddings in the state. Even though U.S. District Court Judge Vaughn Walker overturned Proposition 8, California's ban on same-sex marriage, he agreed to a request by Prop 8 supporters to block gay marriages temporarily. In his legal filing today, Schwarzenegger says resuming gay marriage is consistent with California's history of treating all people with respect. Weak job numbers from July drove stocks down on Wall Street today. The Dow closed down 21 points at 10,653. The Nasdaq fell 4 points to close at 2288. The S&P was down 4. This is NPR. Hundreds of wildfires burning across Russia are creating a blanket of thick, acrid smog that's choking the capital. International flights at Moscow's airports are delayed, and temperatures are forecast to climb above 100 degrees. Residents are advised to stay indoors because of pollution. Officials say toxins such as carbon monoxide are several times higher than normal. Floods are sweeping parts of South Asia. Heavy rain is delaying airborne rescue and relief operations. Pakistani officials say at least 1,500 people have been killed and as many as 4 million are affected. And the flooding that struck Pakistan's northwest last week is now heading south. Meanwhile, in a remote part of Indian-controlled Kashmir, heavy rains and mudslides have killed more than 100 people. As Veer Singh reports, the damage from the downpour was severe because the region isn't accustomed to such weather.
Homes, offices, and electricity and telephone poles were damaged by rivers of mud that swept across the town of Leh and surrounding areas in India's Jammu and Kashmir state. The arid region high in the Himalayas has no natural protection from sudden showers. The heavy rain that fell late Thursday carried mud down barren mountain slopes. Entire buildings disappeared, and it is feared that people may be buried in them. Road and most communication links have been cut. The airport, which was partly flooded, has been opened for relief flights. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Valley Meat Company in California is recalling some 1 million pounds of ground beef. 7 people have been sickened by E. coli. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.